Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because America's about to become one big yard sale. Unload it all. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. Let's get into it, though. You know, with all this tariff talk, things are starting to come out that there are problems in certain sectors of our economy. And you know, now that we find out that certain cell phones are not going to have tariffs and certain electronic components and things like that, fine. Okay. And this is clearly designed so that people like Apple can get through this. But you're starting to see the fact that people have to accept the fact that business is off a tremendous amount. And people are starting for the first time to accept again buying used items, used cars. You know, used merchandise, used clothing has just become really, really popular. I found a great article from Business Insider that broke it down, but it's really something that is taking off. I mean, it's up almost 40% right now in 2025 because people are looking at ways to save money. Now, I live in Orange County, California. This is Dana Point. This is about half an hour from where I live. But in Newport Beach, California, on the corner of MacArthur and Pacific Coast Highway is the greatest thrift store in the world because it's owned by the American Cancer Society, but it is surrounded by all those rich Newport Beach people that bring their merchandise in and drop everything off, and stuff's brand new. I mean, I've gotten $1,500 pairs of shoes there for $30. It's crazy. You know, I was in there over the weekend, and one of the women, they take turns running it because it's a charity through the Cancer Society. One of the women that's running it is pretty savvy when it comes to merchandise. And she's like, hey, listen, we're not just giving stuff away here. And give you a perfect example. There was a $1,700 Valentino men's jacket. Beautiful. I mean, it was great. And the guy was in there and he goes, well, you normally sell your jackets for 35 to 40 bucks. You know, I'll give you $45 for this. It's $5 more than you normally get. She's like, that jacket is brand new. It's got the tag on it still. It's got everything connected to it because the guy just didn't like it. It was a gift from his wife and he brought it into us. So it's $175. It's 90% off that jacket. And again, they're there to run a charity to raise money for the American Cancer Society. But things like that, that's just a tremendous deal. Women buy shoes there, they have, you know, everything. And it's very, very hip right now to go to places like this. I think it's just going to be the future because people cannot afford to travel like they did before. People cannot afford to buy new things right now. Look at the you know, GM vans. They have an electric van. This was supposed to revolutionize delivery. It was supposed to revolutionize everything from Amazon, you know, absolutely every single industry, post office, and you know, no. Bright drop vans is what they're called. Now, productions in Canada stopped, not just because of the tariffs, because nobody wants the EV vans. You can pick up one of these used vans for a song. The problem with it is being a delivery driver, I have talked to every UPS driver, post office, you know, vehicle, everybody I can, that driver, everybody I can talk to, and they all tell me the same thing, that they think their day's going to go this way. And then it changes, especially around holidays or big delivery times. But these vans have a limited life, and then you got to plug them back in. And you don't have the time to do that. At night, when you're not delivering or after your shift is over, that's one thing. But they have thousands of these vans that are sitting there. You can buy these vans for an absolute song right now. Giving them away right now. Absolutely giving them away. So, with that being said, you're going to see more things like this happen. You've got all these people that work for the unions in Canada, and they're like, "Hey, we have 1,200 members to our union. We thought this was going to be the thing that was going to make us the most amount of money, and now they have to lay off 450 people right now." That's just fact, guys. It's just how it is right now. This is a huge harbor right here. This Dana Point Harbor is going through a remodel. I was here a couple years ago at Christmas time for you guys because they have the big signs and stuff. But they want to Newportize. They want to make this thing like a really hip spot. Got a bunch of restaurants and places like that. And then they've got the channel. You can see the sailboat coming through there. That it's just really cool because it takes a long way to, from when you dock your boat to where you get out of here. There's just no shortcut. It's a dead end over here, so you got to go around the long way, which is a pain if you have your boat here. But beautiful spot. So next thing, Ritz-Carlton in Portland. The building is having such a difficult time with maintaining that. Now, Portland is a dump. Portland is just a problem. They have one section of retail in this building that's doing really well. The office space, dead. Nobody wants to rent an office building there. Nobody wants to show up. So what does the owner do? This, Pier 16 location, they want to just foreclose on it. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to seize the location to get our $516 million back. What do you do with the hotel? Sell it, sell the assets, call the note in, whatever, who knows? But this is the problem that you have, is you have places like this where it's just not performing. Hotel may be doing okay. It's not paying its bills for the tune, to the tune of $516 million. New York's biggest mall, Destiny USA, just defaulted on $325 million this week. It's a great story out of Syracuse.com for you, which is below, talking about how they're upside down. Nobody's going to these malls right now. Nobody's spending extra money. When they spend the extra money, they go and they go to Poshmark. They go online. They use all these different locations, Threads, even Facebook Marketplace to buy used merchandise. Mercari, all these different things that I asked my daughter about. And these things are great. Women use them more than men. It's about 70% women over men. And the thing about this is they save just an absolute fortune on buying things right now. But when you look at cars and you can sit there and buy a car that's 2 years old and save 25% off a car, people are going to start doing this with everything right now. Because these bright drop vans, I'm telling you guys, you could pick up one of these things for a song. If you need electronic delivery vans and you're not negotiating anything like this, or you're not negotiating things like snowmobiles, you're delusional. Everything is cheap right now. Absolutely free. Boats, my God, you can get a boat for nothing right now. It's ridiculous. Okay? Banks are upside down. Complete mess right now. Complete mess. But gotta have cash. Gotta have your financing in order. Buy a house. Get everything in line right now. Great story out of New York talking about all the inventory for the housing market and how it's bad. But it's not just New York, it's everywhere. It's here in Southern California, San Diego. Great story below about San Diego and how, for the first time since 2008, since everything picked up in 2012, you've seen this slope. It went down, then it leveled off, and then it took off. Now it's down again. And you have a tremendous amount of houses for sale right now. The deal, guys, look, people don't know what patience is. They really don't. Gotta have the Valentino jacket, gotta have it for free. Well, you got it's 90% off, sir. Go buy the jacket. I'm telling you, it was great. I wish the thing fit me. I just knew it was too big for me. But that was a deal. You look like $1 million wearing that $750 jacket. So more and more of these things are going to take off. The garage sale mentality, yard sale, thrift shop, that is going to be very, very successful right now. You mark my words, people are going to make a tremendous amount of money selling used merchandise right now. Used equipment, everything, tractors, trailers, dump trucks, forklifts, things like that, that people, some guy had to have a brand new forklift because it looked good and it wasn't used, and the first time somebody loaded something on it, it got scratched. Oh, is that what happens? Yeah. Okay. Couldn't buy it used, had to buy it new. These people are going to experience how their stuff is being sold for nothing. I recommended 2 years ago a woman whose dad was looking for a dump truck, and went out and showed her sites that were selling those things that were $45,000 cheaper than they were brand new. Huh. What are you going to do with it? Load dirt and rock in it and load crap in it? Oh, okay. You're gonna scratch it, right? Okay, well, let somebody else scratch it and save 45 grand. Let me know what you think so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. the Fed's favorite word right now is uncertainty. And we can all grasp the fact that we've seen this lately. The stock market goes up one day, down the next. But one thing you can do is you can get yourself into gold, which has really stood the test of time. And it has gone up almost 300% since Lehman Brothers collapsed during the 08 bubble. Protect yourself today. Call Patriot Gold Group, 888-330-1431. Look at what central banks are doing. Look at what the experts are doing. They're all buying gold right now. Protect yourself. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group. You know, think about this, guys. The number one asset class in all of 2025 has been gold. Don't miss out on this. We're easily going to see gold hit new highs very soon. Experts have said gold could easily climb to $4,000 an ounce. You do not want to miss this. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. Call them today before it's too late. I never understood why certain criminals do certain things just to mess with people. Taryn Dixon is a woman out of Cumberland County in Pennsylvania, and she would go online and she would book hundreds of hotel rooms and make it so that people, you know, get the reservation. She'd use one name, they'd book 12 rooms, use another name, book 6 rooms, and she'd use the names of people that were dead and just do this. And then they'd have no-show fees and she wouldn't pay anything and just got kicks out of doing this. And again, it would destroy these hotels, these small hotels. And the police questioned her at one point. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's not me. So what did Taryn do? She doubled down and used the police chief's name to book some of these reservations. So they finally arrested her and charged her with multiple felonies, and she's got $100,000 bail. But one hotel said for the day, the extra work, the fees, everything they lost was well over $2,000 in hard fees alone, not just the reservations and the hotel rooms and things like that. But wow, what a wackadoo. What an absolute psycho. Dr. Marvin sent me something great about the mortgage blacklist in Florida and how more condos have been added to this. I'm telling you guys, you know anybody that's buying a house right now? Look at what it costs to have a homeowners association. Because of the insurance costs, because of how expensive associations are, I spoke to a realtor the other day who was telling me how bad it is. There's an area here called, it's a Leisure World. And they charge people now, you know, it's well over $1,000 a month for the association fee. But one thing that they're doing is they're going into people's finances now. It's a 55 and older community, but you have to have $200,000 in the bank. You have to have a minimum income a year of $60,000 and show all your investments to the association. Who would do that? It's going to sit there and say, yeah, let me open up my finance. Even if you paid cash for the unit, you have to show that you're financially viable forever. Man, it's going to piss off a lot of old people. Okay? And these are just 55 and older communities. So just keep seeing this over and over and over again, that these mortgage problems, the insurance problems are not going to go away. You cannot self-insure unless the place is paid for. But then you can look, just do yourself a favor and look at Los Angeles. Look at all the fires in the Palisades, the Eaton Fire, everything over there, and see how these people have just been destroyed financially. How they had, you know, a $4 million asset, now they're selling the place for $500,000. It's terrible. I am gonna finish this video with these last few things. Please make sure you check your spam filter because an email just went out on the email list and you don't wanna miss that. Also, don't forget this week, Bob Kudla's stock trading seminar, last chance to sign up for that, guys. So go to bobstradingclass.com to sign up for that. And they're always great. But check it out Thursday the 17th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, the thing about this is to tell you guys something that's very fascinating. Two things that don't go well when it comes to marketing and advertising. One word is chaos, and the other word is recession. Well, when you add these two together and you have a recessionary chaos situation, it just doesn't bode well with people. Nobody wants to hear about the recession. even though we're living through one right now. So with that being said, a big problem with people right now is that they cannot afford the financing for anything right now. For cars, which is still high, for credit cards, which is still high, which is for consumer and industrial loans, credit card loans, everything is too high right now. Great article below about how people use credit wrong. And I'm telling you, I've been there. I've put fires out, borrowed money to put fires out, only to have them continue to smolder and burn bigger. So don't borrow money just to put things out. Think of something else right now. Because what you're going to see is with all of this, you know, used car, yard sale mentality, this is going to be a big thing right now. It's going to be bigger than ever. Take advantage of this thought and this mentality of how you can save money right now. Doesn't mean you're cheap. Doesn't mean you don't have any style. Doesn't mean you don't have any class. You know, I drive very old cars, guys. And I had someone recently make fun of it because, you know, you can afford it. Drive a nicer car. God, what's wrong with you? I teach fiscal responsibility, and she's fiscally unresponsible. So it was kind of funny in that sense. So speaking of fiscal unresponsibility, there's a great story out of San Diego, and I'll finish the video with this. A man named Lawrence Sewell, who got himself a couple of PPP loans. Only problem was, again, the loans were designed for payroll. Okay? They weren't designed for you to buy a house in Arkansas like he did. And what he did, which was brilliant, was he put the money in his checking account. No one's going to know. And then took the cash from his business and literally stuck it under his mattress. And when the feds and the cops showed up, they found $2 million worth of cash. Oh, and now he has to turn over $1.7 million of that money in cash. Uh-oh. And also do 44 months in jail. I am telling you this right now. If you know people that did COVID shenanigans and lied and committed fraud and bought themselves a Ferrari and bought a house in Arkansas, these people are going to go to jail. I'm telling you. You know, and people say, oh, why, how dare you rat people out, Dan? No, no. This is ridiculous, guys. Look at the white squirrel right here. Look at that. Funky squirrel. This is all these squirrels loaded on the jetty here. But that's a funky, that looks kind of funky. Anyways, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And I will see you very soon. You want to email me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon.